So that softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Magnolia West is made possible by the Burnham Sportsman Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Melman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Expert, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegla Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Burnham, HEB, Courier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Burnham. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Burnham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Burnham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
As we welcome you in to Alumni Field in Brenham, where it is district action. The Brenham Cubettes taking on the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday night. So glad you could be a part of this. And Tommy, it is youth night here at the ballpark, where the kids wearing their jerseys get to get in for free and get a free hot dog.
There you go. Yeah, I hope they don't forget us.
Yeah.
just joking, everybody. But no, going to be a great evening this evening. It will be so nice to see the youngsters. I can see some down there now,
Yeah. You
know, with their jerseys on. And it'll be a fun evening to see them go out on the field. And most of all, you know, they're going to feel real proud of themselves.
Oh, yeah. And so, I mean, this is memories that they'll take with them.
You said it perfectly.
And not only on the field for the anthem, but then they get to run the bases after the game. So now we can just put that with a Cubette win and make for a really great night.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, and what we need to do is, you know, the Cubettes need to pick up where they left off Tuesday evening and let it carry over into this evening. All the district games are key games, but this is a real key district game.
It certainly is, and we'll talk more about that as we continue with the pregame back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
that you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 40546.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, back we come here to Alumni Field here on Youth Night at the ballpark. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and I'm going to go back a little bit and recap the Cubettes win over Montgomery this past Tuesday. Cubettes won that one 15-2, and it was big win for Heidi Busker. Went five innings. Game, of course, cut short due to the run rule. Gave up seven hits, two runs. Two of them were earned. No walks, three strikeouts in that game. Also, the big hitters for the Cubettes in that game, Hallie Scheel was two for four. Or excuse me, let me skip it first to Annie Beckendorf, four for four. Two singles, double, home run. Three runs scored, four RBIs. Hallie Scheel, two for four, two triples. The rerun scored four RBIs. Avery Maurer, two for four in the game, single, a triple, and an RBI. Sarah Mabee, two for four, two singles, two runs, and an RBI. Mackenzie Tiemann, two for three, two singles, a walk, and scored three times. Kaylee Rodriguez, two for three, two singles, a walk, and an RBI. Kaylin Rodriguez was one for three with a triple, a walk, a run scored, and three RBIs. And then also got hits from Stella Landry and Kylie Baker as well. So good all-around outing in that game. And it was an important win because now the Cubettes move into a three-way tie for fourth place in the district. Right now you got College Station standing in first place. They're 5-0. A&M Consolidated four, and Lake Creek are both tied for second. They're 4-1. And then you got Brenham, Magnolia, and Magnolia West all tied at in fourth place, 2-3. Montgomery is in 7th at 1-4, and you got Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-5. And that is a look at the previous game and also the district standings. And we've got more to come here on the pregame show. Well, let's get back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And as we come back here, we're just getting them in here to the press box, our starting lineups for today. And our starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. And the Bank of Brenham, Bank with Bob, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local friendly mobile, member FDIC. And for Magnolia West, it'll be Haley Tony leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Ireland Day. Batting third will be the catcher, Sarah Allen. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Riley Navarez. Batting fifth, first baseman, Lauren Shepard. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Autumn Simmons. Batting seventh, the designated player, Brooke Willingham. She'll be hitting for the left fielder, Sadie Elliott. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Heidi McDonald. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Juju Rowe. And now for the Brenham Cubettes starting lineup. The Hallie Shield leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting third, left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Avery Maurer. Batting sixth, right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. Batting ninth will be the designated player, Kylie Baker. And Kylie will be hitting for the pitcher, Heidi Busker. And that is a look at the two starting lineups for these teams. And we're going to take another break and be back with our game time weather report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blend Buck Baseball, Blend Lady Buck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Alumni feels. Stan's starting to fill up here as it is youth night. And before we get to that, it's time for our game time weather update. And it's sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now we got 67 degrees here at the ballpark. And supposed to have sunset tonight at 7:30, 8 p.m. officially. And under sunny skies here, and supposed to get down to 53 during the overnight hours, and then a gorgeous day tomorrow for the fun run. 75 degrees is our high. We got winds blowing at 15 miles an hour and 70% humidity, and looks like the rain has pretty much moved out of our area, so we shouldn't have any issues with that tonight. And it should make for a great night for softball. And that's our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And back we go here to Alumni Field. We're just waiting on the official lineups to and the official introductions to get underway here. And wow, just had a final on the and Yale has upset Auburn 78-76.
Ooh, I wonder what Charles Barkley has to say.
That will be in, should be some interesting post-game comments there.
That will be on SportsCenter all over tonight.
Yeah. And probably many times, I wonder how many times I'll have to hit the bleep button, too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that is alma mater. Didn't pull that one out. That's,
hey, we got to thank Walt for that.
Yeah,
he's right on top of everything.
Yep, thank you, Walt.
The Aggies are winning.
Well, that's good. Oh, yeah, well, they just got to start. But, yeah, the Little Leaguers out here tonight for Youth Night. Got the
kiddos are out there.
Got the jerseys
all
on.
Out there.
And they're going to get to be out on the field with the team for the national anthem. And then also after the game, they get to run the bases. And not only that, they got in for free and get them a free hot dog as well. And, I guess that's what we were waiting on is the umpires.
I thought you were going to say we're waiting on the hot dogs.
Well, that too.
That too.
Yeah, let the kids all.
Those ladies in the concession stand, yeah. If they're listening, they're going to beat me up one day.
But yeah, let the kids all get their free hot dogs first, but then we'll take whatever's left over.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take whatever's left.
And so while we're waiting for them to get things underway here, let's go ahead and take one more break. And let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And as we return here to Alumni Field, they're still having the plate meeting with the Magnolia West coach, the umpires, and Coach Olivia Van Hook, who is the acting head coach tonight.
Acting, interim.
Or interim, whatever label you want to use.
They're both right. They're both correct. So.
But filling in for Coach Roberts, just had the new baby this past Tuesday. And so she's taking a little R&R time, and and we wish her the best when she gets to come back. Yep, Landry Lynn Roberts, and was born Tuesday, 7:58 in the morning, 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 inches long.
That's a baby.
Yep. And we're just about ready for the official introductions, and let's go to our house mic. Well, I thought we were going to get going here. And while we got a minute here, don't forget tomorrow morning I'll be out here at the Bluebell Fun Run broadcasting live during the morning show. And so we're looking forward to that.
Good evening, and welcome to Alumni Field. We are so glad that you could join us for tonight's game between the Magnolia West Mustangs and your Brenham Cubettes. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from making derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior toward athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior, and we hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. And now, let's meet the players in this evening's game. Starting with introducing the Magnolia West Mustangs, the reserves, number one, Madison Valadez. Number six, Peyton Crowley. Number eight, Taryn Ward. Number nine, Kirsty Birkenhoff. Number 10, Emma Hornsby. Number 11, Amber Gooch. And number 16, Lauren Laborde. And now the starters for the Mustangs. Starting at shortstop, number 2, Haley Toney. Center fielder, number 18, Ireland Day. Catching this evening, number 13, Sarah Allen. Pitching, number 20, Riley Navarez. First base, number 15, Lauren Shepherd. Right fielder, number 3, Autumn Simmons. DP, number 17, Brooke Willingham. Third base, number 4, Heidi McDonald. Second base, number 5, Juju Rowe. And left fielder, number 7, Sadie Elliott. And the Mustangs are coached by Jeremy Collins, Justin Brazil, and Allison Beaver. Tonight we celebrate the youth of Washington County as they join us on the field for the introductions and the national anthem. You are reminded that you are welcome to run the bases at the conclusion of the game. Again, that's youth only. And now, introducing the Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserve, number 2, Nevaeh Holmes. Number 5, J.C. Hager. Number 8, Della Jasinski. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 11, Kinley and Kobiak. And now starting tonight for the Cubettes, leading off center fielder number 1, Hallie Shield. Batting second at first base, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Left fielder, number 14, Sarah Maybe. Third base, number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Starting at shortstop, number 4, Avery Maurer. Right fielder, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Second base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. In the catching this evening, number 16, Stella Landry. Designated player, number 18, Kylie Baker. And pitching this evening for the Cubettes, number 12, Heidi Booster. Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now, please rise, remove your hats, and join in the singing of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light why so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
right, and that is our national anthem, and it's time for some softball. And we'll have tonight's first pitch after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
All right, everybody's in position, and we are ready to go.
Three words you'd love to hear if you're a softball fan. Let's play ball.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Leading off for the Mustangs.
Haley Tony.
Shortstop, Haley Tony.
We'll step in here.
Familiar name, Doug.
Oh, yeah, she's been quite a thorn in the Cubhead side during her time at MagWest.
Always has been. Great ball player.
Oh, yes. I'll
give credit where credit is due.
And fouls that one away, and it's one ball and one strike. Heidi Busker in the circle for the Cubettes. We're going to Stella Landry tonight behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kaylin Rodriguez at first. Mackenzie Tiemann at second, left side. Avery Maurer at short. Annie Beckendorf is at third. In the outfield, Hallie Shields in center, flanked and right by Kaylee Rodriguez, and then left by Sarah Mabee. And pitch is outside, a ball, and it's 2-1. Tony, a left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Busker.
Need to keep this young lady off the base pads.
Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Heidi. And 2-2.
A nice pitch there. Shaded toward the outer part of the plate there. Knee high. Good pitch.
And 2-2 delivery. That one up and in. And it's 3-2. Wind blowing from left to right this evening. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes.
She just blew that one right by.
Yeah. Good start to the game, and that'll bring up the center fielder, Ireland Day.
We'll bring up center fielder number 18, Ireland Day.
Another left-hand batter here. And Busker will fire that one in there, and that one stayed a little too far outside, and it's 1-0. Next pitch from Busker. That's going to be sent out in the left field, maybe charging.
Fair ball.
And that is going to drop in for a base hit. And she's going to end up at second base with a double. And so Day going opposite field to pick up that extra base hit. And that'll bring up Sarah Allen.
A good effort there by Sarah Mabee out in left field. She ran a long way. That ball just hugged that left field line.
And so now Allen batting here. One out, runner at second. And that one tailed inside and hit her.
Have you been keeping count?
No.
How many hit batters is this
year? Lost count. And so that'll put two runners aboard now, and that'll bring up Riley Navarez, and I think we're going to get a courtesy runner. for the catcher Allen down there at first base.
Next game, remind me to bring my binoculars. I think that's one.
And Navarro is set to step up here. And next pitch from Busker, low and away, a ball. And yeah, that is number one, Madison Valadez, yes, running at first. Yeah, that one inside to Navarro's. And that one's a fair ball, just dropped in. And that's going to be an RBI single for Navarro's. She hit it, got over the head of Beckendorf at third, and just right there, just inside the line, got in for the hit. And so it's 1-0 Mag West.
First baseman, number 15, Lauren Shepherd.
And that'll bring Lauren Shepherd to the plate.
Okay, we got a courtesy run there. Tanya Ward. Is that right?
I think it's Taryn Ward.
Taryn? Okay.
Taryn Ward running there for the pitcher Navarro's down at first base. And that one fouled into the screen off to the right side there by Lauren Shepherd, and it's an 0-1 count.
Thanks for correcting me, Doug. I read it as Taryn, and I said, well, maybe I'm wrong. But
no, you were right the first time.
That's what they used to say in school when you're taking a test. Oh. Whatever your first choice is.
Yep. Swung out and missed, and that is an 0-2 count. And this one, a ground ball to second, teaming up with it. Her only play is to first, and she'll get it over to Rodriguez for out number two.
Hey, good play there by McKenzie. Get the sure out at first base.
And that'll bring up Autumn Simmons, the right fielder now.
Number three, Autumn Simmons.
Two outs here in the inning. A run is in. Magnolia West with a 1-0 lead. And first pitch from Busker is taken inside for a ball. And next pitch coming. That one caught the inside corner, and it's a 1-1 count. And that one, a shot foul up the right field line and into the corner. And one ball and two strikes. You know, we were kind of wondering if we were going to be able to get the game in tonight with all that rain we had yesterday and then during the overnight hours. But the field held up, and we were able to play. And this one, little dribbler back to the mound, and they got her at home plate. It was back to Busker. Busker, with a runner coming home, made the play to Landry. Landry playing the tag and getting the out. So in the inning, one run, two hits. There were no errors and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Magnolia West 1, Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham.
It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las America's Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And on we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs trailing 1-0. And just got an update. Aggies leading in Nebraska. Was it
53-39.
Yeah. Whoop. That's not going to make Dean happy.
Leading off for you, Cubs in the bottom of the first. Number one, center fielder, Hallie Shield.
And that's going to bring Hallie Shield to the plate.
Dean's glued to the game with a Coke.
Oh. One oh pitch. And it's taken for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Another semi delayed call, but he's calling the corners. That's what I like.
Next pitch, and Shield sends this one down the left field line, foul. And Coach Olivia Van Hook manning the third base coaching box while Coach Megan Winkleman at the first base coaching box.
I watched Navarro's warm up. Tall lady.
Yep. O2 pitch to Shield. Yeah, that one's up high for a ball, 1-2.
Look like a little bit of a changeup.
And pitch foul away. That'll hold a count of 1-2, and of course, still to come tonight. Houston and TCU both with games late. They're out with the late games this evening.
We got to root for all the Texas teams.
Yep. So. 1-2 pitch coming. And that one's outside for a ball.
But as Walter talked about it, if A&M wins and Houston wins, they get each other,
yeah,
which is not good. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So.
And the 2-2. And that one's up high. That'll make it 3-2, but that will make for a must-watch game on Sunday.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
And outside ball four, and Shield works the walk. Good at bat there for Allen.
Good point, Doug. Real good at bat.
And that'll bring up Kalen Rodriguez.
Kalen Rodriguez.
Mark arrived, camera in hand.
Mm-hmm. And so Rodriguez stands in here, squares away to bunt, and she's going to pop this one up. And the catcher, Sarah Allen, giving chase and almost made a great diving catch there, but just a little bit out of her reach.
Put a capital A on the effort there by Allen.
Yeah. A one delivery. She'll go, throw down a second, and she is in there with the stolen base. That's a 1-1 count on Rodriguez. And squares away the bunt. And out. She lays down a good one. Third baseman up with it. Her only play is to first. And that will move Sheila over to third base.
She got her job done. Good job. Good bunt.
And that will bring up Sarah Mabee with an RBI opportunity here.
Batting left fielder number 14, Sarah Mabee.
So one out, runner at third. Let's see if maybe get it, put it in play and get that tying run home. And she fouls this one. Took a big rip there. And it's 0-1. And Annie Beckendorf waiting on deck. A one pitch, and that one is going to be sent out to right field. That one's going back deep, and that's gone! A two-run homer, Sarah Mabee, opposite field. She got all of that one.
It would have gone out anyway, but she got it up in the air with that wind, and no doubt.
Absolutely, and our first candidate there for the
drive of the game.
Hyundai Brenham drive of the game, which we'll award during the post game. Now it'll be a game of can you top this? As Annie Beckendorf comes to the plate. Beckendorf coming off that 4-for-4 game against Montgomery this past Tuesday.
15, Annie Beckendorf.
So two runs are in. The Cubettes now taking the lead 2-1 here over the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs. Here in the bottom of the first inning. And pitch to Beckendorf. That is inside for a ball.
New update, Ags up by 14.
Wow. And Beckendorf swings and misses. And it's 1-ball, 1-strike count.
A minor adjustment. I need my money.
And down low, that's ball two. Avery Maurer waiting on deck for the Cubettes. And that one just missed out. Umpire motions that it was outside. And checking with the base umpire, I think there was some confusion on the count. Scoreboard showing 3-2. It's actually 3-1.
We're not arguing with the plate umpire.
Uh-oh.
He's bigger than us.
Yes. And up high, ball four to Beckendorf. Second walk of the inning issued by Navarez, and that's going to bring up Avery Maurer.
Now batting shortstop number 4, Avery Maurer.
Maurer steps up to the plate here. Still only one out in the bottom of the first. And takes the first pitch down low for a ball. Oh, Next pitch down low, blocking the dirt there by Allen. And it's 2-0 on Maurer.
Go, Avery!
Ain't nobody better here for?
And strike call just got the outside corner. And it's 2-1. And next pitch, Maurer pops this one foul back behind us. And that'll even the count at 2-2. Navarro's taking her time here, and we're ready for the 2-2 pitch. Up high, ball three. Comets showing good patience at the plate this inning. And a 3-2. And Maurer sends that one.
Oh, that's oh my gosh, what a catch. Wow.
Left fielder runs in, makes a diving catch on Maurer, and that's out number two.
Now batting right fielder, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
And so Kaylee Rodriguez to the plate, trying to keep the inning going here for the Cubettes. Brennan with a 2-1 lead on a 2-run homer by Sarah Mabee. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. It's going to be fouled over into the screen, off to the right side, and it's 0-2 on Rodriguez. The walls, two strikes, 2 outs, runner at first. And the pitch to Rodriguez. Swung on a miss and got her on strikes. That'll retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubettes do come up with 2 runs on 1 hit. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. We go to the second inning. Brenham leading Magnolia West 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Uh-huh. And we come back to the top of the second inning. It is Brooke Willingham leading things off here against Heidi Busker as the Brenham Cubs lead this one 2-1. Magnolia West jumped out to the early 1-0 lead, but then the Cubettes came back and managed to go ahead on the two-run homer by Sarah Mabee. So it'll be Willingham followed by Heidi McDonald and Juju Rowe here in the second. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Hey, good start there by Heidi.
And the 0-2, that's lined up back of the middle of base hit. Busker tried to glove it, but it just got past her and in the center field. So a leadoff single by Willingham.
Tough at bat there by Willingham.
And that'll bring up Heidi McDonald now.
Up to bat, third baseman, number 4, Heidi McDonald.
Well, that's one of those split-second plays, too. Heidi missed it by maybe half a second of catching that line drive, and that one's popped up. And it'll be a foul ball over to towards the first base dugout. So an 0-1 count now on McDonald. And next pitch coming, it's inside for a ball. 1-1. Squares away to bunt and bunts it back to Busker. She second guessed herself and she should have kept the play at first, and instead it's runner safe everywhere.
You know, I'm wondering, maybe Stella tell her to go to second?
I don't know. That could be. We're not down on the field, so we can't hear. But I mean, that still
the better play was at first.
Yeah, she had the sure out at first, and now you got two runners on and nobody out. And that'll bring up Juju Rowe. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Hey, good job there by Heidi. Come back and throw a strike.
Squares away to bunt. Swung through it. And that's strike two. With Haley Tony waiting on deck. And got her on strikes. That's a big strikeout there.
Big strikeout.
And that's out number one. That'll bring up Haley Tony.
Bring up number two.
Lou Busker struck out to lead off the game. And this one's going to be fouled back over to our left side. A 1 count. We're in the top of the second. Cubettes leading it 2-1. And next pitch is a ball. It's 1-1.
Didn't miss by much.
And that one's going to be fouled off, and that'll make it 1-2. And that one's going to be sent out to left field, maybe over, and that one's going to go foul. As that landed just outside the fence. Left-hand batter trying to go the opposite way. She just hooked it too much. And that one's going to be sent out to left field, and that's going to be over. Maybe his head up against the fence. That's going to get at least two home. And that's going to end up being a double. And then as the two runs came home, Tony took off for third. And that's going to make it 3-2, Magnolia West.
I'll bring up center fielder number 18, Ireland Day.
And Ireland Day, the batter now.
Tell you what, Hayden Tony hit that one on the nose, line drive.
She certainly did. Squares away the bunt and takes a strike. It's 0-1.
We felt we had been for a while one tonight.
Oh, yeah. It usually always is when these two teams get together.
Yeah, it's living up to expectations.
And scores away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a ball. And that one back. Oh, just got past Busker, and runners are safe everywhere. Scoring is Tony. And Ireland Day has an RBI on an infield hit. And now it's 4-2 in favor of Magnolia West.
Sarah Allen.
Sarah Allen, the batter. She was hit by a pitcher first time up. And that one down low, ball runner going, and throws offline, and in safely is Ireland Day.
Good job there by McKenzie Tiemann, backing up. Throw just a little off the mark.
And that one slow roller to third. Beckendorf looks the runner back. Throws to Rodriguez first for one. Throw back. And in safely is Day. Well, they do get the second out of the inning. And so now they can just get the pitcher Navarez here. They can get out of this without any further damage being done. Thomas Cole, we've got an umpire conference. And they're going to...
That probably is a really good move.
Go ahead and walk Navarez. And that'll put her aboard, and that'll bring up Lauren Shepard.
They'll bring up first baseman, number 15, Lauren Shepard.
We're in the second inning. Three runs have come across for Magnolia West. Strike call, throw down, and now they're going to throw back to the plate. And got her. And so Day caught coming home. That's a 2-6-2 put out. and that'll retire the side. But in the end, they do come up with three runs on four hits. There were no errors. And looks like one left on base. And we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Magnolia West leads it 4-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
We head to the bottom of the second inning, and for the Cubettes, it's going to be the bottom three in their order, Mackenzie Tiemann, Stella Landry, and Kylie Baker. And pitch to Tiemann. She is going to take for a ball. It's 1-0. And right now, over in College Station, Cubs have jumped up on A&M Consolidated 1-0 with play in the bottom of the first inning over there.
Hey, good job by the Cubs. Get on the board.
Swung on a miss by Tiemann. 1-1. That's the kind of, like they used to say, vote early, vote often, score early, score often.
That's it.
And Tiemann pops this one up. And right fielder over and making the grab there for Magnolia West. That is Autumn Simmons for out number one.
Now batting catcher number 16, Stella Landry.
And that'll bring up Stella Landry to the plate.
Going back to that top half of the second, good throw there, hitting Avery Marr short there to get throw the runner out at home plate. Good job there by Stella.
Yes, it was. And down low ball. 1-0 count on Landry. And takes the next pitch up high for a ball. 2-0 count on Landry. Kylie Baker due up next. And Landry takes the next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And she's going to sit that one back on the middle base. Hit there for Landry.
Good patience there by Stella Landry. Got a pitch. Drove it right up the middle.
And going to get a courtesy runner. And that's Nevaeh Holmes is going to come out and run.
The runner at first, number two, Nevaeh Holmes, running for Landry. Now batting number 18, Kylie Baker.
Yeah, so Baker steps in here. Right-handed hitter, here's a sophomore. Yeah, first pitch to her taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. A one delivery, and it's down low for a ball. One out, one on for the Cubettes. Baker trying to move Holmes around. And since that was a good hard shot, but foul down the right field line.
Good crowd again tonight, Doug.
Yeah, it certainly is. Everybody making it out here. Kids won them free hot dogs. And a pie for a ball. Two and two.
We'll wear it out till they run out of hot dogs.
Next pitch, taking for a ball. Hey, it's a full count to Kylie Baker. Hallie Shield waiting on deck.
Anything close here?
And Baker fouls this one off. Coach Whalen was looking to see if she needed to duck or not, but it was over her head. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning. And Baker sent ground ball back to the pitcher. They're
no!
Going to second, man, and she's safe.
Great move on their part.
And that'll bring up Heidi Busker, or excuse me, and bring up Hallie Shield now. And so Shield with two on and only one out.
Well.
Now batting number one.
They returned the favor to us. Let's see if we can make it work for us.
There we go.
Not too much here. I think I'm moving around here. Here.
And that one high. And that is ball one. And Seal fouls that one into the screen. One ball, one strike. Next one coming from Navarez, and that
there
one
we go.
Good through base hit. And Holmes is going to be held at third.
I think probably not a bad idea.
I think Coach Van Hook had thought about sending her, but when she saw how quickly the center fielder got that ball back in, did the smart thing and held her up.
Good piece of hitting there by Hallie Shield. Just took that ball and drove it toward the middle of the field there, just out of the reach of the shortstop.
It looks like we're going to get a substitution now as Baker's going to come out and Kinley and Kobiak's going to run down at second base.
Running at second base, number 11, Kinley and Kobiak. And now batting number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
So bases loaded, only one out.
And that would be pinch runner, correct?
Yes. And Rodriguez fouls that one away. On one count. Rodriguez fouls that one back in the screen. It's quickly here 0-2. And that one fouled back. Outside the ball. 1-2 now on Rodriguez. Rodriguez laid down a sack bunt her first time up. Nobody here, though. She's trying to drive those runs in. One, two pitch. And that's a ground ball to first. They're going to go home.
No, safe. That's another one in our favor.
And that will make it a 4-3 game. And now they'll bring up Sarah Maybe. I mean, really, the first thing, all she had to do was step on the bag and she would have gotten an out right there. But tried to go home and it ended up backfiring her. And by the way, Nevaeh Holmes has just scored the... Oh, wait, actually... We'll get that in a little bit. Next pitch from Maybe, and Maybe sends us
another one
back. Off the
wall.
And she's going to clear the bases here. Oh, no, they've got a run. So then it's going to end up being a single because the middle runner there, Rodriguez, got confused. She got caught between Maybe and Shield. And Shield came in, and rather than going on to third, Rodriguez went back to second, and so Maybe then had to hustle back to first. So it ends up
being a long single.
A two-run single the hard way. But Ankoviak scores and Shield scores. And so now you got two on here for Beckendorf. And the Cubettes have retaken the lead 5-4 with three runs here in the bottom of the second inning.
Batting third baseman number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
Sam may be working on a pretty good night.
Yep. And Beckendorf fouls this one over. Annie walked her first time up.
By them making the two mental mistakes, Doug, if they would not have made those, we would not have the three runs.
Exactly.
And the Cubettes took advantage of their mistakes. Good job. That's...
And Beckendorf takes strike on the outside corner.
All
and the 0-2 pitch to Beckendorf. Takes outside and 1-2.
They get out of there by Annie. Tried to get a go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
Avery Maurer waiting on deck. And next pitch outside. And it's 2-2. And Beckendorf smacks this one on the left field base hit. And that will load him up again. As they put the stop sign up for Rodriguez at third. And now Avery Maurer batting with the bases loaded and only one out.
Now batting number four, shortstop Avery Maurer.
Navarez checks, looks at the dugout for the sign. And next pitch, Maurer takes, and it's a strike 0-1. Maurer, the eighth batter of the inning for the Cubettes. And pitch is taken up high for a ball. 1-1.
Nobody better here for.
And takes a strike. 1-2 now on Maurer.
Just caught that outside corner down at the knees.
Nathan now just got to put it in play. And fouls that one over to the right side. One ball, two strikes. And Maurer
sits
down. That is going to be a gapper. That is going to clear the bases. And Maurer is going to be in the second with a three-run double. And just like that, the Cubs now up 8-4. And the inning is now six runs have come across in this inning. And now Navarez will be looking at Kaylee Rodriguez. So with Kaylee coming up here, the Cubettes have now batted around this inning.
Now batting right fielder, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
Tell you what, good job there by Avery. She got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate, drove to left, right center field.
And pitch taken for a strike.
Don't take your foot off the pedal now.
Nope. And Rodriguez swings and misses. It's 0-2. And there's still only one out in the inning.
Hey, trust it. Hey, short it up, put it in play.
Swung and a miss. Chase one upstairs. And that's two down now. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. Tiemann flew out to right field her first time up.
Mackenzie Tiemann.
And he fouls it, and McKenzie, she fouls that one back into the screen there. That was a changeup called for a strike. Oh, 2 delivery outside of ball, and Tiemann now with a 1-2 count on her. Two delivery, up high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning. Maurer at second. And Navarro's ready with her next pitch. And Tiemann pops this one up. It's going to be foul, lands on top of the first base dugout. And that'll keep it at 2-2.
That wind helped us there.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to be
that. Two balls, two strikes. Cubs with an 8-4 lead. They were down 4-2, but have scored 6 runs in this inning and still batting. And strike 3 called on Tiemann, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do come up with 6 runs, and they lead it now 8-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All right, as we come back to the top half of the third inning, and it is the Cubs leading this one 8-4. Heidi Busker is still in the circle there, and I'm going to get my page to flip here.
Number 15, Lauren Shepard.
I hate when papers get stuck together. And
Doug, mine's stuck together, and I got a blank in between them. How do you like that one? So don't feel bad.
And it's Lauren Shepard batting here and takes the first pitch for a strike. It'll be Shepard, followed by Autumn Simmons, and then Brooke Willingham. Hey. Love to see Busker get a quick inning here and give the bats a chance to go back to work in the bottom half of the inning. As that one's fouled away, 0-1. And don't forget, we got our Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. We had a winner Wednesday night at the Blinn game, and so back down to $10 tonight. Already four winners this season in the home run inning. More than we had all of last year.
More than we had all last year.
And pitch was up high for a ball. 1-2. And Busker with the 1-2 delivery. Swung at a miss. Got her with that changeup. And that's one out in the inning.
Tell you what, if Heidi can get that changeup working, it'll work to her favor.
Number 3, right fielder, Autumn Simmons.
And that'll bring up Autumn Simmons. She reached on a fielder's choice first time up. Now this one's going to be popped up. And Teeman calling for it, and she will make the grab out there at second base for out number 2. So 2 quick outs now, and that will bring up Brooke Willingham. Willingham singled and scored her first time up. And she sends this one into the hole. It's short. Mauer up with it. Throw to first.
Oh, okay. Nice play.
Great play there by Avery Mauer. That's a quick 1-2-3 inning. And just what the Cubettes needed. 3 up and 3 down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the third. Cubettes lead it 8-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And we move along to the bottom half of the third inning. Time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And it's worth $10 worth of gasoline. And Stella Landry will be our first hitter here. And Tommy, who's Stella going to be batting for?
Okay, what is that, Drain?
Yep.
Is that
David Drain?
David, it is David.
And a high fly ball and one pitch, one out.
Didn't want to see that.
David didn't either, and as we said, if a Cubhead hits a home run, worth $10 worth of gasoline. If they hit a double or a triple, it's worth a rack of ribs. And next we've got Kylie Baker batting, and Kylie's going to be hitting for?
Hey, one of my classmates, Andy Clinton.
All righty, Andy, you're up next. And pitch is taken for, actually, this is Kinley Ann Kobiak batting.
Yeah, it is. Kinley came in to run, and she remained in that spot.
And so Ann Kobiak batting, taking over the DP duty. And don't forget Nathan's Barbecue, first Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Swung out and missed. One ball and one strike. I can go for a good breakfast taco right about
it. Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
And this one is going to scoot through.
Oh, what a stop. Hey, good running there.
Hit for Enkowiak. The second baseman for Magnolia West made a diving stop. And it's Juju Rowe, but by the time she got up, Enkowiak had already crossed first base. And I'll bring up Hallie Sheelan. Hallie's hitting four.
I think that's Kathleen Manis. Is that right?
That's what it looks like to me.
Hempstead, Texas. There we go.
And Shield swings and misses. Foul tipped in the catcher's glove. And by the way, Hallie Shield earlier this game made the first run of the game for the Cubettes. And the first run sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. As Shield fouls that one away, it's 0-2. Shield's been on base both times with a walk and a single. Also scored a couple of runs. And sends this one up high pop, the shortstop over, and Tony hauls it in for out number two.
Hey, pick her up here, kid!
And it's two down now. That'll bring up Kalen Rodriguez, and Kalen will be hitting four.
Russell Coring.
Ah, there we go.
How about that? Say thanks, Russell. You think maybe he's listening in College Station?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that one foul away. Rodriguez batting with two outs here. And Kowiak on it first. And so this one, that is going to drop in base hit. And then Kowiak keeps on going, and she's going to end up at third. Nice piece of hitting, and then a good piece of base running there. Because now the Cubettes have got runners in the corners for Sarah Mabee. And Sarah's going to be hitting four.
Bonnie Webb.
Bonnie, you're next up. Got a good candidate up there. Maybe already has a two-run homer in the game. And
one off the wall.
One off the wall that ended up being a long single.
She only has four RBIs. I mean,
yep.
Really.
Next pitch, and way high a ball.
And I can hear Gwen when I made that comment. Only four RBIs. We're going to have a little fun. Yeah.
Pitch foul away, 1-1. Just want to make sure we stay on her cinnamon roll delivery list.
That's it. You got that right. Do you know what, though? I watch every year. She always enters that Washington County baking contest in the fall, always around Thanksgiving and Christmas. She always wins something, you know, so... Does an excellent job, you know. Great baker.
Yep. 1-1 pitch to Mabee and a slow ground ball. Shortstop Tony up with it, fires to first and gets the out to retire the side. And in the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. And we head to the top of the fourth. It is the Cubettes leading Magnolia West 8-4 back. And since we didn't have a winner this time, our next game tomorrow when we have the Blend Buccaneers, that will be worth $20 worth of gasoline. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And here we go. We are back at the top of the fourth inning. And the Cubettes lead it 8-4. It'll be Heidi McDonald, Juju Rowe, and Haley Tony. And Heidi McDonald with the ground ball foul up the third base side. McDonald 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. And next pitch. That one's going to be fouled away and is quickly your 0-2.
Way ahead, kid.
I didn't read it all, Walt. That's not a final yet. We're checking on the Aggies. We got to keep up to date with those.
Well, definitely. And ground ball, slow roller up the third base side. And then Beckendorf up with it, throws to first. And she is going to be safe. Rodriguez didn't hold on to the ball.
I think she would have had her, correct?
I don't know. That was awfully close.
It was close. It was a very close play.
And
let's see what
game changer and see what coach,
what the officials do here.
How they score it. Because I could go either way on that one, infield hit or error. But that was a tough play to make. They do call it an error. So that'll be an easy.
Do they credit Kaylee with the throw being a little off, or Annie?
More than likely, usually in those, they give it to whoever the person that fielded it is. But she could is just such a slow roller. That's a tough play to make. Yeah, it's Juju Rowe bats here. And that one up high. It's 1-1.
That was a really tough play, though.
Yeah.
Those little slow rollers like that.
Yeah, it swung out and missed. She was way out in front of that one. One ball, 2 strikes. And that one taken outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Next pitch, that's going to be fouled over to the left side. Two balls, 2 strikes on Juju Rowe. Rowe struck out her first time around against Busker. Got her on strikes. And for Busker, that's strikeout number 4.
Good pitch on that outside corner.
Now batting number 2, Haley Tony.
Haley Tony, the batter now. Tony 1-for-2 with a 2-run double.
All right, we're getting dirty here.
And pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0.
Tony, another one of those many good shortstops in this district.
Oh, yes.
Including one of our own.
Yeah, of course. And next pitch taken for a strike. It's 1-1.
Hey, way to work, fella.
Well, that one fouled away. One ball and two strikes. And that one back up the middle, a base hit. That'll put two runners aboard now. And that'll bring up Ireland Day.
Say with that, Haley Tony's always a tough at bat.
And Day two for two. He's got a double, a single, run scored, and an RBI. Left-handed hitting center fielder.
Now batting number 18, Ireland Day.
Cubs with an 8-4 lead here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Busker pitching. And that one is going to be out in the left field, and it just drops in. And that's the third one of those tonight that was just barely inside the line. And blooped in there. And it's an RBI single, and McDonald scores to cut the lead now down to 8-5.
And that is the catcher, Sarah Allen.
And that'll bring up Sarah Allen.
And in the meantime, on the throw, Tony goes to third, and Day ends up at second.
It's a two on, only one out. And Busker with a pitch up high, a ball. It's 1-0. Time is called as the Magnolia West coach comes in to have a word with the umpire.
This is a scary thought when the coach puts his hand on the umpire's back.
Yeah. Now we're in our home ballpark, so he can't make us move here.
Oh my goodness.
And he's calling the bank. What is he? Called. Talk to the home plate umpire. Now he's bringing the base umpire. Not sure what this is about. But yeah, something got the Magnolia West coach's attention. It was weird because I didn't see anything unusual happen. I could see if something out of the ordinary happened, but...
I think Heidi's got either a wristband or something on her glove hand. Now, to me, that's... No, it wasn't that. There was something else she took it on.
No, it,
I saw it. She took it on. She took a band like mine.
Yeah.
Similar.
But he did that to Della a couple of years ago when we were in Magnolia. It's a cheap tactic. He's just trying to get her concentration off. And that one's a base hit, and that's going to score one.
Come on,
let's go! RBI single there for Allen as the throw came in to home. Allen went to second, and time is called. Scoring was Tony. It's now 8-6. And Coach Olivia Van Hook going to go out and have a word with the with Busker, Landry, and the four infielders. But for the while we got a little time, for those that don't remember the story, a couple of years ago, we were doing a game over in Magnolia West, and we had set up all our radio equipment, and just inside the fence line was the electrical outlet, and we plugged it in there. We were in there for the whole JV game, the entire top half of the first inning, and then about midway through the bottom of the first, then he decides that he didn't like where we were and made us unplug, take the broadcast temporarily off the air so we could go plug into a different outlet.
I tell you what, Doug, I'm glad you brought it up, but you know, I didn't want to be reminded such a trivial thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
And but yeah, that was all done. And they're going to go ahead and put Navarez on.
I'm going to go along with Coach on this.
And that'll load the bases now for Lauren Shepard. Shepard 0 for 2.
Yeah, Shepard goes. She went 4-3.
Yeah.
And then she caged. So, I like the move.
But needless to say, this gentleman's not one of my favorite people.
And we have courtesy runner.
And
number 15, Lauren Shepard.
That's going to bring Shepard to the plate. And swung on a miss, 0-1.
Okay, good job. That's what you got to do, Heidi. Just go right at her.
Next three batters are 1-for-6. So got to get a couple of outs here. And next pitch up high, a ball. It's 1-1.
Hey, keep spinning it, Heidi.
And that one
hit
back the Busker off her glove. Throw to the third. They do get the out of third, but the run scores. That was a heads-up play by Avery Maurer
just to get an out.
But that was hard-hitting and hit right back off of Heidi and ricocheted out there to short. So Dave scores. Allen is erased from 6-5. And you got Navarez at second and now Shepard on with a fielder's choice at first. And that'll bring up Autumn Simmons. But it's now 8-7. Simmons fouls this one over.
Simmons 0-2.
She reached on a fielder's choice and then popped up to Tiemann. We're in the top of the fourth. Cubettes leading us 8-7. And that one, ground ball off the glove of Tiemann, and the base, she kept right on running, and we're tied. It'll be an E4, and the courtesy runner there, Valadez, just kept right on running, never stopped. And it's all tied up 8-8. Four runs of this inning now. And Willingham, the batter. And time is called. As it goes for Mag West, I'm assuming he's making a substitution here.
What was that all about? Did I miss something?
Yeah, he put in a courtesy runner.
Oh, did he?
Or a pinch runner down at second base.
We'll have to get that. I missed that. I was watching him. And
that one down low. And it's 1-0 count. This one is a high pop. Shield calling for it, and she'll haul it in for out number three, and the inning is over, but not before Magnolia West comes back to tie it with four runs. And we're now tied 8-8, halfway through this one, as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, 8-8, tied back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And we move along here to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And it's Annie Beckendorf leading things off. We're tied up at 8 apiece. And she takes the first pitch for a strike. Beckendorf, been on base both times with a walk and a single. And she's also scored a run. It'll be Beckendorf followed by Maurer and then Kaylee Rodriguez in this inning. And pitch up high for a ball. It was Magnolia West getting on the board in the top of the first inning on a run. Then the Cubettes would come back and take a 2-1 lead on a 2-run homer by Sarah Mabee. And that made it 2-1. Then in the top of the second inning, Magnolia West would come up with 3 runs and take a 4-2 lead. Next pitch up high, and it's a 2-1 count on Beckendorf. Cubettes would come back with 6 runs in the bottom half of the second inning. The 2 big hits, a 2-run single by Sarah Mabee, and then a 3-run double by Avery Maurer, put the Cubettes up 8-4, but then just the top half of this inning, Mag West came back with 4 runs of their own, and that's where we stand right now. We are tied 8-8. Here in the fourth, and that is your Whataburger recap. And Beckendorf now with a 3-1 count on her as the infielders come in and want to have a word with Navarez. And next pitch, and Beckendorf sends this one a high drive. Oh, my God, did she catch that?
What a catch.
The center fielder there, Ireland Day, with the old, that's a Willie Mays-style catch there as she hauled that one in.
Doug, I'm glad you said that that way because you're exactly right. That's what that was.
Wow.
What a catch.
I absolutely robbed Beckendorf of an extra base hit. That's one of those you just tip your cap to and go back to the dugout.
That's it. Congratulations, young lady. What a play.
Wow. And that'll bring up Avery Maurer now. And Maurer is 1-for-2 in the game. Last time up, had a 3-run double.
You know what? For both teams tonight, we've seen some really good plays.
We really have.
Really good defensive plays.
And 1-0, Maurer fouls that one off to the right side. 1-1, and it's also surprising because of it being such a high-scoring game already.
Yes.
We've seen some good defense as well. And Maurer swings and sends this one a high fly ball in the shallow center. And coming on again is Ireland Day and making the grab for out number 2. And now that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez.
Now batting right fielder.
Second baseman also going back, but what any good outfielder does, calls second baseman off.
Rodriguez 0-for-2. She's struck out both times. She's facing Navarez this evening. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Mackenzie Teeman on deck, open for a chance to bat this inning. And Rodriguez fouls that one away. One ball and one strike.
In between games, talked with the uncle of the two Rodriguez girls and said there is friendly competition between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would never guess that.
Pitch is fouled away. One ball and two strikes.
Keep working. You got it. Here we go.
I said friendly. It may be competitive. Competition, very competitive, but that's only human nature. It's all good.
And next pitch, swung on a miss, got her on strikes, and that'll retire the side. 3-3 for the Cubettes in that inning. And we go to the top of the fifth. We're still tied at 8 apiece. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And we head on to the top half of the fifth inning, tied at 8-8. And it's going to be Heidi McDonald, Juju Rowe, and Haley Tony to bat here against Heidi Busker.
Leading off number 4, Heidi McDonald.
And Heidi McDonald's been on base both times. Single and reached on an error and also scored a couple of runs. And the first pitch to her swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And that one swung out and missed, and it's 0-2.
Good pitch there by Heidi, outside corner. heads up on the ball.
I don't know.
0-2 delivery. And line drive caught by Rodriguez. Nice play there by Kalen at first. And that will be out number one.
Okay, we're going to have a pinch hitter, Doug.
Yep.
Is that right?
I'm seeing
19. Did I not write 19?
I don't have a 19.
That is 19, am I correct?
I can't tell, the umpire's in the way.
Or is that 16?
It might be 16. That would be Lauren, okay. Lauren LeBoer.
That's it. Let's go with that. I believe I looked at it wrong. It is.
And she pops this one foul out of play. Yeah, that's going to be LeBoer, number 16.
No batting. Number 10, Emma Hornsby.
Now he's not looking at that one. That's definitely not a 10. That's not a 10. Oh, wait. No, it is a 10. Okay, never mind.
Let's go back.
So that's Emma Hornsby.
Emma Hornsby. I know it, I couldn't see her hair was on there, and it looked like a 9. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, well, it's actually become quite common. I know, especially like back during basketball season, where some of the young ladies would have ponytails so long you can't read the jersey number to tell who's who. Right. And
I apologize.
And 0-2 count. And got her on strikes as Rose swings and miss. And that's 2 quick outs now. That'll bring up Haley Tony. Tony 2-for-3. Struck out her first time up, but since then she's had a 2-run double and a single and scored a couple of runs.
Hey, I'm pretty much doing
it. Batting number 2, Haley Tony.
Am I looking at that? Is it like a double pigtail, ponytail? You need to look at that. I think I'm right.
Let me see. I think so. I think you're right.
Interesting.
First pitch to her ball. 1-0 to Haley Tony. And she smacks this one into right field, base hit. And she's now 3-for-4 in the game. And now that'll bring up Ireland Day. Ireland Day, 3-for-3. She's got a double, 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. We're in the top of the fifth. Score tied 8-8. Runner going, and this one is going to be foul up the third base side. They've had a lot of success tonight, blooping those in left field, getting those little bloopers in the left.
Tell you what, they've been getting just enough of it to fall right in.
And just inside the baseline, too. Runner going in the throwdown. And she's safe. Stolen base for Tony.
Kind of like they're throwing darts.
Yeah. One pitch. That one's outside of ball. It's 2-1.
Just off that outside corner.
And down low ball. It's 3-1. Yeah. And that one down the line may be over.
Oh, she got it this time.
Missed the grab. To retire the sides in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's still tied 8-8 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Malou Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillows infused with gel create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and a former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. And a ground ball, teaming with a ground ball over to short. And Tony takes care of it, 6-3 on the putout. And that's out number one. That'll bring up Stella Landry. And remember, one pillow for a family for a season. One pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And that'll bring up Stella Landry, the catcher.
Another good play out there.
And Landry 1-for-2 in the game. And pitch taken for a ball. The long delay there, and finally called the strike.
I was getting ready to say, where was that pitch? And jeepers, but we'll take it. But then he changed his mind, and it's like, there we go.
And that one foul over to the right-hand side. And it's 0-2. And the 0-2 delivery up high, and it's 1-2 on Landry. Cubs right now just need to get some base runners. We got Landry and then Nkowiak, and then if we can get to the back to the top of the order, Sheil and Rodriguez. The 1-2 pitch, and that one is foul ball. Okay, and congratulations, April Estrada, the winner in the Mattress Guys inning. And April, enjoy. You will love that Malou Z pillow.
It'll put you to sleep.
Yep. And that one fouled away. And as always, we thank Anthony for his support of the Cubs and Cubettes during the course of the season.
Great job, Anthony. Great supporter of both programs.
Yes, he is. And this one's going to be popped in, foul over to the right side. Cubbets looking for base runners here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Just wherever they can get them as Navarro's come set in the 1-2. And Landry's slow roller up the third base side. Third baseman over and fires it across to get the out. And so Landry retired, and that'll bring up Killian Koviak. And Koviak singled in her previous at bat.
Number 11, Kinley and Koviak.
And Koviak taking over for Kylie Baker, who started as the DP. And next pitch coming, and takes it up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Have you seen your picture?
And next pitch. And that is a strike called, and it's 1-1. Just got the inside corner there.
Are they making a live action? Hey, are you in the live action?
Navarro's taking her time here. And ready with a 1-1. And then Koviak, that is going to scoot on through, and Kinley 2-for-2.
Good at that there for Kinley. Had that pitch on the outside corner. Takes the pitch in between first and second in the right field.
Now bring up Hallie Shield now.
Now batting.
Hallie's 1-for-2 in the game.
Hallie Shield.
Been on base twice with a single and a walk, and she's also scored a couple of runs. And pitch inside and down the, gets past the catcher. And down in the second is going to be Ann Koviak. And next pitch. Taken for a strike. 1-1.
It's still a time zone here. Go! Do your job, kids! Hey, have fun.
And that one is going to be in the left field. Drops in for a base hit. They're going to wave in Koviak. And she is going to score. And she ends up at second base. And the Cubs have retaken the lead, 9-8. And that's going to bring Kaylin Rodriguez to the plate.
Now batting first baseman Kaylin Rodriguez.
And Kaylin tonight contributed all three times, had a sack bunt her first time up, last time reached on a fielder's choice and scored, and that was the second time up, last time up had a single. I'll see if she can get Shield home and add to that lead.
Watch your head.
Man, that one foul in the way, because as we've seen so far, Tommy, no lead is safe in this game.
No lead is safe. It's every opportunity you get, take advantage of it.
Yep.
I'm
But again, a good job here by the Cubettes, taking advantage of opportunities.
And the 0-1, and Rodriguez sends this one a high fly ball. Right fielder going back, and will make the grab for out number three. But in the inning, the Cubettes do come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we will go to the top of the sixth inning. Brenham leads this one 9-8. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
And service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market. 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Banquet Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And back we go as the Cubettes lead this one 9-8. We're going in the top of the sixth inning. And unfortunately, we got an update on the Cub game. That one not going as well as A&M Consolidated leading 6-1 there. Plays in the bottom of the fifth.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get it going, boys.
Yeah. But, and then we do have a positive one. The Aggies defeated Nebraska, 98-83, the final score there.
Whoop!
And ground ball in the hole. And got past Maurer, I think. She was looking at the bag and not at the glove and got underneath her.
I'm going to give her a hit on that. That ball was hit really well.
Yeah. And so Allen aboard.
Allen's been a nemesis also.
Yep, they gave her an error on that.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
E6. And for the Cubs, that's four errors in the game now. As Navarro's bats here. Yeah, that one down low. 1-0 count. Musker working with a one run lead, 9-8.
A little surprised here. Pitching to Navarro's.
She's been intentionally walked her last two times up.
I know.
Foul tipped that one, and it's 1-1.
Because I'm looking at Shepard. 4-3, K, fielder's choice.
Mm-hmm. 1-1 pitch. Oh.
It was close.
Yeah, it was close. A little outside, I think.
Yeah.
And it's 3-1 now on Navarro's.
There it is.
And strike caught the corner that time, and it's 3-2.
Good job by Heidi. Came right back at her.
Now see if she can come back and get her.
This would be a huge out. A K here would be huge.
And she fouls that one over towards the Cubett dugout. It's 3-2.
Got her!
Miss.
Call that one.
Yep. And That's out number one. That's a big out.
I tell you what, a good change up there by Heidi Busker. Just had her totally off balance.
And that's going to bring up Lauren Shepherd now.
First baseman Lauren Shepherd.
Shepherd last time up reached on the fielder's choice. Before that, struck out and grounded out. Nice if we could turn two on this. And that pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Well, that strikeout on Navarro's was huge.
And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Cubs leading this 9-8. We're in the top of the sixth. And that one is going to be down. Bare ball.
Ow.
Kaylee Rodriguez over to fire it back in, and that's going to be a double for Shepherd. Taking that one the opposite way.
I tell you what, that was another one of those just inside the line.
They've had so many of those tonight that, I mean, they're just hugging the line and just barely staying fair.
Wow.
And that's going to bring up Autumn Simmons now. And Simmons 0-3, but she's been on base twice, reaching a fielder's choice and reached on an error. And infielder is coming in. And it looks like, do we have a... No, it's still Simmons up there.
That is Simmons.
I guess that was just a strategy session. She went back to the dugout, I guess. I don't know.
Batting Autumn Simmons.
Infielder's playing in, looking to try to cut the run, and this is going to be a pop up into shallow center shield with the catch and the.
Rodriguez cut the
play off, and now they've got a run down. And now it's going to see if they can get the runner, and they do get the runner for the double play, but the run scores.
I tell you what, I believe that throw would have been right there.
I do too, and so that'll make it 9-9 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
World with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
All right, as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, we're all tied up at 9 apiece. And for the Cubs, you got Sarah Mabee, Andy Beckendorf, and Avery Mallard at the plate. Mabee's 2-for-3 with a two-run single and a two-run homer. And pops this one into right center and backtracking, and the right fielder makes the grab. We're out number one. Rode it all the way to the fence and just hung up a little too long. And that's going to bring up Andy Beckendorf. Stop it. Stop it.
going to be one of those dogs like we talked about. Who scores last?
Yeah, that very well could be.
Last man standing.
And Beckendorf, the batter, she's been on base twice with a hit and a walk and also scored a run.
Fly to center. Great catch by the center fielder.
Yeah. And Beckendorf sends this one a high fly ball out to the right. Right fielder's there again. Two outs. And that'll bring up Avery Maurer. Pitch taken outside for a ball. 1-0 count on Maurer. And Maurer sends this one down the left field line, looking foul. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. And Maurer says, stopped by the third baseman, throw to first, and she beats it out.
Nice stop there by the third baseman. That just good speed there by Avery.
Heidi McDonald over there. He's arguing that. I mean, that wasn't even that close.
You've got to be kidding me.
I mean, that wasn't. That was, I could see if it were close, but yeah, Avery beat that one out. Oh my gosh. An infield hit from Maurer.
That may be another one of his tactics, right?
Yeah. And that brings up Kaylee Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. She's due for a hit.
Big time.
And that one wild pitch gets back to the backstop, and Maurer will end up at second base.
All right, here, Kaylee, here's your chance.
Just a hit here would get Maurer in. And swings and misses, 1-1. And that one is fouled over to the right side past the batting cages. And that'll make it 1-2. Get out.
It's good discipline here now, Kaylee.
1-2 from Navarez. And that one, a ground ball to the second baseman. Booted the ball, but then flips to first and does get the out to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We go to the seventh inning. We're still tied 9-9. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team. Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key. 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And on we go to the top of the seventh inning. And for Heidi Busker, she will be looking at the bottom three in the Magnolia West batting order. Brooke Willingham, Heidi McDonald, and Juju Rowe. And trying to get three quick outs and then send and hope the bats can win one in the bottom of the inning. And this one's a little blooper out into the crowd over on the Brenham side. Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you. So glad you could be with us here for this youth night game for the Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs. Of course, coming up as soon as the game is over, the kids here, the ones that are still around, get to run the bases after the game. And that one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf fires across to first and gets the out. And that's one away. And now that'll bring up Heidi McDonald. McDonald, 1-for-3. But she's been on base twice with a single and error, and then she scored twice as well. Last time up, she lined out to the first baseman, Rodriguez. And that one up high for a ball. That's 1-0. Next pitch, that one foul back into the screen, and it is 1-1. Of course, don't forget, coming up during the post game, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden star of the game, as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. McDonald waiting on the 1-1 from Busker. And fouls that nearly took out Rowe, standing in the on-deck circle. Busker taking her time here. Now ready to step back in against McDonald. And pitches inside. Had to get out of the way of that one. And it's 2-2. Ground ball to third. Beckendorf
nice
up
play.
And two ground balls to third. Two put outs there for Annie Beckendorf here in this inning. And that'll bring up Juju Rowe. Rowe 0-for-3 with three strikeouts.
Batting number 5, Juju Rowe.
I'm going to get this out. Stay away from the top of that order.
There you go. Pitch foul away. And it's an 0-1 count. Swung out of miss, and it's 0-2.
Going in the right direction. Just get it out here and then get a run in the last, in the bottom.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her own strikes. And that is 7 strikeouts for Heidi Busker as we go to the bottom of the 7th. Cubs just need 1 run to win this thing, and let's see if they do it. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And here we go. Navarro is out on the circle, and it is Mackenzie Tiemann scheduled to lead off. It'll be Tiemann followed by Landry, and then Koviak here in the bottom of the 7th inning.
Need to get Mackenzie on.
And pitch down low, a ball. It's 1-0. We're all tied up at 9 apiece. And team in. That's it. There we go. We got a runner aboard. And so now that'll bring up, and we're going to have, it looks like we're going to have Nevaeh Holmes pinch hit for Stella Landry.
Big base hit there by Mackenzie.
That's a home well bat here. Might be called upon the bunt, either sacrifice or she could possibly beat one out for it with her speed. And Navarro's taking time, and so Holmes steps off. That one way high. Luckily for Navarro, Allen is so tall. Otherwise, that one might have headed to the backstop.
For sure.
Squares away to bunt and bunts it right out. Oh, he's going to say foul ball.
Oh, my goodness.
One ball once. Don't know about that one. Well, of course, we couldn't see because the umpire is a good-sized fella. And he was blocking our view of home plate.
Get I guess we're going to say a smart move by the catcher.
Yeah. One ball,
had
one.
Had a little backspin on it.
One ball, one strike. And lays it down. Good bump that time. And Navarez throws to first and gets the out. So Holmes makes the sacrifice and team into second. And now you got Ankoliak coming up. And Kinley's 2-for-2 in the game.
Tell you what, good speed at second base, a base hit. Might be a walk-off.
Yeah.
Number 11, Kinley and Kobiak.
Just be patient, Kinley.
Kobiak 2-for-2, two singles and a run scored.
Hey, Kinley can make a name for herself.
Absolutely. And swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Team in at second. Only one out in the inning. Cubs just need one run to win this. And the pitch swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Hallie Scheel on deck.
Be patient, Kinley.
If you're the Cubs, you want to end it here. You don't want to have to face the top of their order in the extra innings.
Rough top of the order coming up. Put it away.
And the 0-2. And she swings and misses. And then Kobiak down on strikes. Two down now. And it's up to Hallie Scheel to get that run in. Scheel's been on base three times tonight. Two singles, a walk. She's also scored a couple of runs and driven in a run. And they walk Scheel, and they're going to put her on intentionally and pitch to Rodriguez. And so Rodriguez now, she is 1-for-3. Got a single, reached on the fielder's choice, scored a run. Flew out to right field her first time up. And pitch to Rodriguez, fouls that one away. And it's just gone final. A&M Consolidated defeats the Cubs 6-1 tonight. So Cubs drop to 0-4.
I think that's what it was Tuesday, am I correct?
Yeah.
Not good.
No, it is not. Cubs drop to 0-4 to start district play.
You don't want to dig a hole early.
No. A 1 count. And pitch to Rodriguez. And that one, a slow roller to second. And they're going to flip.
Safe.
Safe. Runners are safe everywhere. No. He didn't call her out, did he?
No, he did not.
You bum. She was safe. She was safe. And she was off the base. The fielder was off the base, and that's what I think Coach Van Hook is arguing here. The fielder was off the base. When the throw was made over there, she should be safe. And so now the umpires are conversing. It should be bases loaded. And they're going to call her out.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a child and an adult.
And now Coach Whalen is saying her piece, so we're going to end up going into extra innings on that lousy, rotten call there. And so we are still tied 9-9 going to the top of the eighth, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone, app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And so we are here. We go, top of the eighth inning, and due to the missed call by the base umpire there, we are now, the Cubettes are going to have to look at Magnolia West, the top of their order: Haley Tony, Ireland Day, and Sarah Allen. Or what we feel was a missed call. I should preface that. And pitch is a strike call. It's 1-1 on Haley Tony. Tony 3-for-4 in the game with a double, 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and a couple of runs scored. And that pitch is up high for a ball. It's 2-1.
This will be a key. You need to get this out here.
Yeah. With Tony and Day, that's the key to their offense. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. Cubettes, bottom half of this inning, will have maybe Beckendorf and Maurer due up. And that's ball 4.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Tony aboard.
All right, defense, be ready.
Batting number 18, Ireland Day.
Ireland Day to the plate. She's 3-for-4. A double, 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Though they did get her out her last time up. Squares away to bunt. Runner going.
Oh, no. Golly.
Landry double clutch there.
Double clutch.
And that'll get the runner into second.
Gosh.
And next pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Runner at second, nobody out. And pitches outside for a ball. 2-1 count on Ireland Day.
It's a deep high, you got it, kid.
Two-one delivery, and that one is going to be sent out to center. And Shield with
a
catch.
That
is one down. And now that'll bring up Sarah Allen, the catcher. Allen's 1-for-3. But she's been on base 3 times, hit by a pitch, and an RBI single, and reached on there and scored. Oh, And that one line drive base hit, that's in the gap, and that'll score Tony with a go-ahead run. And now she's going in to second, and got her.
Let's go.
And it's a single, an RBI single that gets the run home. But a nice play there by Maybe. And so that's a 7-4 put out. Or that was Shield that did that, so 8-4 on the put out.
They and throw in the second there.
And so now Navarro's batting, two outs in the inning, and nobody on in front of her. But it's now 10-9, Magnolia West. Cubettes being the home team, they do get the last at bat, and that one's a little flare down the left field line and foul.
There's another one of those.
And the 0-1 pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-1. And that was sent foul down the line. It's 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2. That one too far outside, and it tried to get her to chase one there, and it's 2-2. Lauren Shepherd waiting on deck.
The top of that order of theirs, they've really got a good eye.
Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. And that one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it. Fires to Rodriguez, and that's the third out of the inning. So one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Magnolia West leads this one 10-9. Cubettes need one to tie, two to win. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And so here we go, bottom of the eighth inning. And it's Sarah Maybe to lead it off, followed by Annie Beckendorf and then Avery Maurer.
Need a base runner here.
And Maybe swings and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1.
Just be patient, Sarah.
Maybe is 2-for-4 in the game with a two-run homer and a two-run single. And takes a strike. It's 0-2.
I tell you, Navarro's painted that outside corner knee-high.
And a pie for a ball. One ball and two strikes.
Good eye there by Sarah.
Navarro is taking her time and now maybe going to step out. Strike three called. Maybe caught looking.
A big change up there, Doug.
And that's one away. And Annie Beckendorf, the batter now. Beckendorf's been on base twice with a walk and a hit and scored a run.
Annie Beckendorf.
And he just needs to relax here. Hit one in the center. A great play by the center fielder. Last time drove the one almost to the wall in right field, caught by the right fielder.
And that pitch taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Magnolia West with a 10-9 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Up high a ball, and it's 2-0. And Beckendorf fouled that one away, 2-1.
Just didn't quite, just missed it.
Two balls and two strikes on Beckendorf. High ball three.
Good eye there by Annie. Tried to get her to chase one.
Three balls, two strikes. Check swing foul back into the screen. 3-2. Trying to pull off a late inning rally here. And Navarro's with a pitch down low, ball four, and Beckendorf will take the trot on down to first.
So it's just what the doctor ordered.
And that'll bring up Avery Maurer.
Got a base runner.
That is shortstop Avery Maurer.
Maurer's 2-for-4 in the game with a single and a 3-run double. And the pitch to Maurer. Taking for a strike in it's 0-1. Thank you. And next pitch, Maurer fouls that one over to the right side, and it's 0-2. Kaylee Rodriguez would be due up next. Two count on Maurer. One out runner at first. Beckendorf represents the tying run. The 0-2 pitch on the way. And Maurer takes down low, ball 1-2. Ball 2-2.
Hey, we'll take a walk.
Yeah. Two pitch. Maurer fouls that one away again.
Avery just missed that one.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Magnolia West leading Brenham 10-9 here at Alumni Field. Winner goes to 3-3 in district. Loser drops to 2-4. And now our ground ball up on third base side. It's a I'm not saying foul, no!
Wow.
It went right between the third baseman's legs and over the base. And two balls and two strikes. And the umpire and crew not endearing themselves to the home crowd this evening.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes now on Maurer in the pitch. And pops this one. That's going to be foul out of play again.
See if she goes at Avery again. She went right at her.
And Marison has one foul away again, and the battle continues. Neither one willing to give. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Beckendorf at first, Maurer batting. Rodriguez on deck. And the 2-2. And Maurer sends a high drive deep. Back. And caught.
Oh, my goodness. Holy moly.
They must just each have a rabbit's foot in their pocket in this game.
Good. I tell you, the only thing I'm going to say is a great catch. Yeah. Right up against the wall.
Ireland Day just making the catch up against the wall. Maurer just missed a walk-off.
Just oh so close. Oh, my goodness. And Navarro's takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
And she's laughing about
yeah.
it. Oh, my God.
If we got anybody in the audience with high blood pressure, this game's not for you.
That is it. Oh, my God.
As now it'll be up to Kaylee Rodriguez to keep it alive here.
Hey, believe it or not, Doug, I take a pill.
So do I.
We're both in the same boat.
Yeah. And Kaylee Rodriguez, the batter.
Oh, my goodness.
That is about as close as you can get to a walk-off without actually getting
it. I'm telling you, and you put a star on the center fielder.
And back to the pitcher, and Navarez will throw to first, and that's the ball game. Final score, Magnolia West wins this one 10-8. And that'll send us to the postgame show. This broadcast of the Brenham Cubette softball game has been made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame shows made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, The Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Introducing new boneless water wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter. French fries are not from France. And your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless water wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
What a wing.
What a wing.
Whataburger, what a wing.
Just what a wings.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
As we come back here, your final score in eight innings, it was the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs over the Brenham Cubettes 10-9. And this was a game of, really, Tommy, near misses. There's so many close plays that if it had gone one way or the other,
yes,
could have determined the outcome.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, valiant effort there by the Cubettes here in the bottom of the eighth. I mean, Avery couldn't have hit it any better than what she did, only just hit it an ounce harder, but she hit one to the wall and, you know, great play there by the center fielder. And, it's one of those things, you know, what if, what if, what if.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just, it didn't happen.
Yeah, as the late great Dandy Don Mayer would say, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have
a very merry Christmas.
But tough loss here for the Cubettes tonight, and we'll continue with more of the post game. But let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with pre-season savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with pre-season savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard term. Conditions and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field, we're joined by Coach Olivia Van Hook. And, Coach, a frustrating game tonight because so many chances and so many plays out there that could have gone either way and had they gone the other way, would have determined the outcome of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you scored 9 runs in a ball game, you should win. You know, and that was kind of the message I told the team was offensively, you know, the first 2 innings putting up 8 runs, phenomenal, wow. We kind of fell off and just kind of stayed at a little goose egg. And, you know, defensively, I thought we made some really good plays, but I thought we had some errors that cost us a lot of runs. You know, and so that was kind of the message again to the team was we've got to be able to be better defensively when we're putting up so many runs. You know, and I think we're just going to have to go back to work and get back after it.
Yeah, and you know, went out against their pitcher and were able to score pretty handily off her. And then just in the last couple of innings, it's like one thing or another just couldn't quite get there on it.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the game, it was more just about, hey, hitting hard ground balls up the middle, you know, and we started seeing some success. And sometimes when you see success, you know, you start wanting a little bit more, you know, so I don't know if we started to get a little bit too big in our swings, but I felt like we just kind of fell off and fell behind in our game plan of just hitting hard ground balls, hard line drives up the middle and in the gaps, you know, and just timely hitting again, it just kind of cost us right there at the end. I thought Nevaeh Holmes did a great job of coming in off the bench and getting a sacrifice bunt down there in the bottom of the 7th to get us in position, and then just unfortunately it didn't fall our way right there.
Yeah, and now you'll have one more game Tuesday night for the first half of district play, and no easy task either. You got College Station.
Yeah, definitely not an easy task. You know, they're sitting in first place, but we're just going to continue to get better in our game individually and as a team, and we're just going to focus on us and what we can get better at. You know, and that's kind of been what we've been working on all week is what can we get better at individually and as a team. And I think it's starting to show a little bit. Again, you put up 9 runs. I mean, I don't know what more I can ask from my offense. You know, they did everything we asked them to do. We just needed a little bit more, and unfortunately, we fell short in that end.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And we'll be back after we hear more from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And back we go here as it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game here. And had several outstanding offensive performances here this evening, and one young lady standing out in particular.
I tell you what, there's a young lady, our leadoff hitter. She, you know, she just a solid player. You know, anywhere, she's solid defensively, solid offensively. She had two walks, stolen base, two for three. Scored two runs and had an RBI. Hallie Shield, just another outstanding game for our leadoff hitter. She did our job. Hallie Shield, our John Breeden star of the game.
And some good plays in the outfield as well
No doubt about it.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, that came all the way back in the very first inning.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, Sarah maybe came up there, had a runner on base. She got a pitch that she liked and really liked and, you know, drove it over the right center field wall. Big home run, put the Cubettes up early. Our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, Sarah maybe.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life. Aesthetic services for all skin types and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And we come back one more time to Alumni Field. Your final score, Magnolia West defeats the Brenham Cubettes 10-9. Tough district loss tonight, and doesn't get any easier, as we said with Coach, College Station Tuesday night.
Oh, no, it's going to be a beast coming in here. You know, going back to this game, Doug, I just want to elaborate a little bit more on what Coach Van Hook talked about. You know, you score 9 runs.
Yeah.
You're going to win the majority of the time.
Exactly.
But as she said, you know, there are plays. We got to make better plays. You know, unfortunately, we had to fight another objective tonight, and that was there were a couple of questionable calls there by the umpires.
And that didn't help matters.
That didn't help matters much, but there were some plays, you know, as you and I talked about, you know, Hallie makes a catch in center field, makes a bullet throw, and, you know, the runner's rounding third, and Kaylin Rodriguez cuts the ball off. You know, I think it would have been a play at the plate.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know what went on the field. We don't know all of that. But, again, just plain and simple, we didn't make plays when we needed to make plays. And you score 9 runs, you normally got to win. Proud of Heidi Busker again. She did a good job.
She kept battling. And
She never gave up.
Yep. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Cortland for his work on the boards back at the studios. Thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. And thank you for you, the folks at home tuning in. Our next broadcast, we got Blinn Buccaneers softball tomorrow afternoon. Bucks will be taking on Angelina College. And former Cubhead Brett Coring coming back to her hometown. And that's going to be a doubleheader at 1 o'clock. We're only going to be carrying the first game of the doubleheader. And so it's a 1 o'clock start time, 12:35 pregame here on KWHI. And that is going to do it for us. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy say good night, everybody.